السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praise due to Allah. We praise him abundantly the way he deserves to be praised. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace and send his salutations upon Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So without further ado, we will continue inshallah with the tafsir of ayah 36 onwards. Tafaddal ya Mus'ab.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا رآك الذين كفروا إن يتخذونك إلا هزوا أهذا الذي يذكر آلهتكم وهم بذكر الرحمن هم كافرون. خلق الإنسان من عجل سأريكم آياتي فلا تستعجلون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. لو يعلم الذين كفروا حين لا يكفون عن وجوههم النار ولا عن ظهورهم ولا هم ينصرون. بل تأتيهم بغتة فتبهتهم فلا يستطيعون ردها ولا هم ينظرون. ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فحاق بالذين سخروا منهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون.
بارك الله فيك. And when those who disbelieve see you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they take you not except in ridicule, saying, is this the one who insults your God? And they are, at the mention of the most merciful, disbelievers. Man was created of haste. I will show you my signs, so do not impatiently urge me. And they say, when is this promise, if you should be truthful? If those who disbelieved but knew the time when they will not avert the fire from their faces or from their backs, and they will not be aided. Rather, it will come to them unexpectedly and bewilder them, and they will not be able to repel it, nor will they be reprieved. And already were messengers included before you, but those who mocked them were enveloped by what they used to ridicule. Let's see. Na'am. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, وَهَذَا مِنْ شِدَّةِ كُفْرِهِمْ فَإِنَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِذَا رَأَوْا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِسْتَهْزَأُ بِهِ وَقَالُوا أَهَذَا الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ آلِهَتَكُمْ. This is because of the severity of their disbelief. The polytheists, whenever they would see the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they would mock him and say, أهذا الذي يذكر آلهتكم, is he the one who's mentioning your gods? أي هذا المحتقر بزعمه, meaning this person who's belittled according to them. الذي يسب آلهتكم ويذمها ويقع فيها, the one who curses your gods and he humiliates them and he speaks ill of them. أي فلا تبالوا به ولا تحتفلوا به. So don't pay attention to him. Don't care about what he says. هذا استهزاؤهم واحتقارهم لما له بما هو من كماله. Actually, their mockery of him, and their belittlement is a sign of his perfection. فإنه الأكمل الأفضل. He is the better and the more perfect. الذي من فضائله ومكارمه إخلاص العبادة لله. One of his virtues and his noble acts is his sincerity to the worship of Allah, his sincerity in the worship of Allah. وَذَمُّ كُلَّ مَا يُعْبَدُ مِن دُونِهِ وَتَنَقُصِهِ. And the fact that he criticizes anything that is worshipped besides Allah and he belittles it. And this is in context for some people who may have an issue with the recent video we uploaded, just so you can be clear. وَذِكْرُ مَحَلِّهِ وَمَكَانَتِهِ. And then mentioning his status and his place. ولكن محل الازدراء والاستهزاء هؤلاء الكفار الذين جمعوا كل خلق ذمي. But the reality is, the one that should be in the place of mockery and belittlement are those disbelievers who brought about every single humiliating or every abhorrent character. ولو لم يكن إلا كفرهم بالرب وجحدهم لرسله. Even if the only thing we would mention about them is their disbelief in the Lord and their rejection of his messengers. فصاروا بذلك من أخس الخلق وأرذلهم. They became therefore among the most humiliated of the creatures and the filthiest of them. ومع هذا, and in spite of that, فذكرهم للرحمن الذي هو أعلى حالاتهم كافرون به. In spite of that, the remembrance of the most merciful, which will be the highest state they will be in, they do so in the state of disbelieving in him. لأنه لا يذكرونها ولا لا يذكرونه ولا يؤمنون به إلا وهم مشركون, because they only mention him and they only believe in him while in the state of polytheism. فذكرهم كفر وشرك. So their mention of him is disbelief and associating partners with him. فكيف بأحوالهم بعد ذلك? Then how would their affairs be afterwards? ولهذا قال وهم بذكر الرحمن هم كافرون وفي ذكر اسمه الرحمن هنا بيان لقباحة حالهم. And the fact that Allah mentioned in this ayah the name the most merciful is a clarification about the ugliness of their state. وأنهم كيف قابلوا الرحمن مسد النعم كلها أو كلها. In the fact that how did they treat or how did they give back to the most merciful who bestows all favors upon them, ودافع النقم, and the one who repels all types of calamities, الذي ما بالعباد من نعمة إلا منه, the ones that the slaves have absolutely no bounty except from him, ولا يدفع السوء إلا هو, and none removes harm except he, but they retaliate or they return that with kufr and shirk. So Allah the most merciful gives them, and their payback to Allah Azza wa Jal is by disbelieving in him and associating partners with him. خلق الإنسان من عجل خلق الإنسان من عجل. Man was created of haste. أي خلق عجولا, meaning he's created hasty. يبادر الأشياء ويستعجل بوقوعها. He runs towards things. He rushes things. And he wants them to happen right away. فالمؤمنون يستعجلون عقوبة الله للكافرين ويتباطؤونها. So the believers, they're asking, they want the punishment of Allah to befall the disbelievers, and they feel that it's taken too long. والكافرون يتولون ويستعجلون بالعذاب تكذيبا وعنادا. And the disbelievers, they turn away and they ask for the punishment to be hastened for them as means of them lying and being stubborn. ويقولون, and they say, متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين والله تعالى يمهل ولا يهمل. Pay attention now to the Arabic terminology here. والله تعالى, and Allah the exalted, مصعب, give me the cane please. Allah سبحانه وتعالى يمهل ولا يهمل. طيب, these words are close. You could see that there's a شكرا زك الله خير. There's a reorder or reconstruction of the letters. So يمهل is to give respite, and another pronunciation is respite, as if I remember correctly, basically to give a delay, to give you time. يهمل is to neglect. تمام, إهمال الشيء meaning leaving it off, not paying attention to it and neglecting it. So Allah Azza wa Jal يمهل, he gives time, he doesn't hasten to punish. ولا يهمل, but he does not forget and become heedless and forgets about what is supposed to happen. And that's very important to understand. ويحلم ويجعل ويحلم أيوة ويحلم ويجعل لهم أجلا مؤقتا. Here يحلم is not the حلم, the dream from حلم here. From حلم meaning the forbearance. Meaning Allah is forbearant and he gives them أجلا مؤقتا, a specified time, a delayed specific time. إذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. And surely when that time comes for them, they will not be able to push it one hour earlier nor delay it another hour. ولهذا قال سأريكم آياتي. That's what Allah says. I will show you my signs. أي من انتقامي ممن كفر بي وعصاني. Meaning how I take revenge of the one who disbelieves in me and disobeys me. فلا تستعجلون ذلك. فلا تستعجلون يعني ذلك. So do not rush, do not urge me, do not impatiently urge me. وكذلك الذين كفروا يقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. Similarly, those who disbelieve, they say, when is that promise if you are truthful? قالوا هذا القول اختيرارا ولما يحق عليهم العقاب ولما يحق عليهم العقاب وينزل بهم العذاب. They say this as them being deceived and deluded, even though the time has, even though they've earned the punishment and the torment to be sent down upon them. فلو يعلم الذين كفروا حالهم الشنيعة. Those who disbelieve only know their ugly, their abhorrent, their petrifying affair, their disgusting affair. حين لا يكفون عن وجوههم النار ولا عن ظهورهم. When they will not be able to repel the fire neither from their faces, they will not be able to avert the fire neither from their faces nor from their backs. أي قد أحاط بهم من كل جانب, meaning the fire has encompassed them from every side, from every angle. وغشيهم من كل مكان, it has covered them from every place. ولا هم ينصرون, and they will not be aided. أي لا ينصرهم غيرهم, so no one will be able to aid them or assist them or help them. فلا نصروا ولا انتصروا, so they were neither aided nor were they victorious. بل تأتيهم النار بغتة, rather the fire will come to them بغتة suddenly. فبتبهتهم من الانزعاج والذعر والخوف العظيم, so it will shock them in a state of fear and being petrified and being extremely scared. فلا يستطيعون ردها, أي هم أذل وأضعف بذلك. They will not be able to repel it because they're too weak and too insignificant to be able to push it back. ولا هم ينظرون, أي يمهلون فيؤخر عنهم العذاب. Nor will they be given time so that the punishment will be delayed for them. فلو علموا هذه الحالة حق المعرفة, if they only knew the reality of the situation properly, لما استعجلوا بالعذاب, they would have not hastened for the punishment. ولخافوه أشد الخوف, and they would have feared it the greatest type of fear. ولكن لما ترحل عنهم هذا العلم قالوا ما قالوا, but because that type of knowledge was away from them, it was not available to them, it went away from them because obviously they didn't want it, they said what they said. بسم الله الحمد لله. ولما ذكر استهزاءهم برسوله بقولهم, and when Allah mentioned their mockery of their messenger, of his messenger, by them saying, أهذا الذي يذكر آلهتكم, سلاه بأن هذا دأب الأمم السالفة مع رسولهم. Allah عز وجل made the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم feel better about it by telling him that this is the way, this is the trend with the previous nations with their respective messengers. فقال ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فحاق بالذين سخروا منهم, أي نزل بهم. Other prophets before you were also mocked, and so then finally the punishment was sent down upon them. ما كانوا به يستهزئون, أي نزل بهم العذاب وتقطعت عنهم الأسباب. The punishment fell upon them, the punishment descended upon them, and all of the means, الأسباب, the means of safety, the means of salvation, the means of protection, تقطعت, all of them were cut off. They have absolutely now no access to anyone to come and save them. فليحذر هؤلاء أن يصيبهم ما أصاب أولئك المكذبين. So let those be wary, let them be careful, let them be warned that they will be afflicted with that which afflicted the previous belying nations. تفضل يا مصعب.
قل من يكلأكم بالليل والنهار من الرحمن بل هم عن ذكر ربهم معرضون أم لهم آلهة تمنعهم من دوننا لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم ولا هم منا يسحبون بل متعنا هؤلاء وآباؤهم حتى طال عليهم العمر أفلا يرون أنا نأتي الأرض ننقصها من أطرافها أفهم الغالبون.
جزاك الله خيرا. Say, who can protect you at night or by day from the most merciful, but they are from the remembrance of their Lord turning away? Or do they have guards to defend them other than us? They are unable to help themselves, nor can they be protected from us. But on the contrary, we have provided good things for these disbelievers and their fathers until life was prolonged for them. Then do they not see that we set up upon the land, reducing it from its borders? So it is they who will overcome. The Sheikh says, rahimahullah, يقول تعالى ذاكرا عجز هؤلاء الذين اتخذوا من دونه آلهة. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the inability of those who have taken besides him gods. وأنهم محتاجون مضطرون إلى ربهم الرحمن. And that they are in the state of need, a pressing need for their merciful Lord. الذي رحمته شملت البر والفاجر في ليلهم ونهارهم. The one whose mercy has encompassed the righteous and the evil person in their night and in their day. فقال قل من يكلأكم أي يحرسكم ويحفظكم. Say who protects you. Who protects you and who defends you. بالليل during the night. إذا كنتم نائمين على فروشكم وذهبت حواسكم. When you're sleeping on your beds and your senses are gone. Your senses are gone. Who protects you during that state? وبالنهار وقت انتشاركم وغفلتكم. And who protects you during the daytime, at the time of your going around, spreading about, and your heedlessness? من الرحمن أي بدله غيره. هل يحفظكم أحد غيره? Does anyone, replacing him, does anyone else protect you? Does anyone else protect you? لا حافظ إلا هو. There's no protector except he, سبحانه. بل هم عن ذكر ربهم معرضون فلهذا أشركوا به. They turn away from his remembrance, therefore they associate partners with him. وإلا, otherwise, فلو أقبلوا على الذكر, على ذكر ربهم, had they were keen and made an effort towards the remembrance of their Lord, وتلقوا نصائحه, and they accepted his advice, لهدوا لرشدهم. They would have been guided to the proper guidance. ووفقوا في أمرهم, and they would have been granted success in their affair and their matter. أم لهم آلهة تمنعهم من دوننا أي إذا أردناهم بسوء. Do they have gods that will protect them from us if we want harm to befall them? هل من آلهتهم من يقدر على منعهم من ذلك السوء والشر النازل بهم? Or is any of their gods or any of their gods able to prevent and protect them from the harm or the evil which might befall them if Allah عز وجل has it decreed for them? لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم ولا هم منا يسحبون. They are unable to protect themselves. أي لا يعانون على أمورهم من جهتنا. They will not be aided in their affair from our side. وإذا لم يعانوا من الله. And if Allah does not aid them, فهم مخذولون في أمورهم. Then surely they will be disappointed in their affairs. لا يستطيعون جلب منفعة ولا دفع مضرة. They will not be able to bring about a benefit or repel or push back any harm.
والذي أوجب لهم استمرارهم على كفرهم وشركهم قوله بل متعنا هؤلاء وآباهم حتى طال عليهم العمر.
What necessitated that those people continue in their disbelief and their association of partners with Allah is the fact that Allah عز وجل has allowed them and their forefathers to be provided with good things. أي أمددناهم بالأموال والبنين. We provided them with wealth and children. وأطلنا أعمارهم, and we gave them a long life. فاشتغلوا بالتمتع بها, so they were preoccupied with its pleasures and enjoying it. وله بما عمله خلقوا عما له خلقوا, and they were distracted with that. They were distracted away from that for which they were created. وطال عليهم الأمد, and the period was prolonged for them. فقست قلوبهم, so their hearts were hardened. وعظم طغيانهم, and their transgression was multiplied. وتغلظ كفرانهم, and their disbelief was also fortified. فلو لفتوا أنظارهم إلى من عن يمينهم وعن يسارهم من الأرض لم يجدوا إلا هالكا. If they were to look to their rights or to their left in terms of the earth, they would not see anyone except destroyed nations. وَلَمْ يَسْمَعُوا إِلَّا صَوْتَ نَاعِيَ, and they would only hear the voice of a wailing woman. وَلَمْ يَحُسُّوا إِلَّا بِقُرُونٍ مُتَتَابِعَةٍ عَلَى الْهَلَاكِ, and they would have seen and sensed nation after nation, consequently one after the other, consecutively, all of them upon destruction. وَقَدْ نَصَبَ الْمَوْتُ فِي كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ, and the death has been placed in every path. لاقتناص النفوس الأشراك, so it will snipe out, subhanallah, so it will snipe out the souls of the mushrikeen. ولهذا قال أفلا يرون أن نأتي الأرض ننقصها من أطرافها, أي بموت أهلها وفنائهم شيئا فشيئا. So the Sheikh explains the meaning of that we come to the earth, to the land, reducing it from its borders. He says by the death of its inhabitants and their perishing slowly but surely. حتى يرث الله الأرض ومن عليها, until Allah inherits the earth and whoever is upon it, وهو خير الوارثين, and he is the best of those who inherit. فلو رأوا هذه الحالة, if they were to see these affairs, لم يغتروا ويستمروا على ما هم عليه, they would not be deceived or deluded nor would they remain upon what they're upon right now. أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ الَّذِينَ بِوُسْعِهِمُ الْخُرُوجِ عَنْ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ. Are they the victorious one who have the ability to exit and leave and escape the decree of Allah? وَبِطَاقَتِهِمْ الْإِمْتِنَاعِ الْمَوْتِ. And do they have the power to prevent death? فَهَلْ هَذَا وَصْفُهُمْ حَتَّى يَغْتَرُّ بِطُولِ الْبَقَاءِ. Is this their quality? Is this their actual description so that they're deluded about their long life? أَمْ إِذَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولُ رَبِّهِمْ لِقَبْدِ أَرْوَاحِهِمْ. Or when the messenger of their Lord comes to them. And here the, I'm sorry, here what is intended by the Rasul is the Malakul Maut. لِقَبْدِ أَرْوَاحِهِمْ, to claim their souls. أَذْعَنُوا وَذُلُّوا وَلَمْ يَظْهَرْ مِنْهُمْ أَدْنَى مُمَانَعَ. Then they will submit and they will be humiliated and they will have absolutely no objection and no resistance whatsoever. Go ahead, Musab.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ وَلَا يَسْمَعُ الصُّمُّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا مَا يُنذَرُونَ وَلَئِن مَّسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ.
Say, I only warn you by revelation, but the deaf do not hear the call when they are warned. And if as much as a whiff of the punishment of your Lord should touch them, they would surely say, oh, woe to us, indeed we have been wrongdoers. أي قل يا محمد للناس كلهم. Say, O Muhammad, to all people, إنما أنذركم بالوحي. أي إنما أنا رسول, meaning I am merely a messenger. لا آتيكم بشيء من عندي. I don't bring anything from myself. Excuse me. ولا عندي خزائن الله. Nor do I hold the treasures of Allah. ولا أعلم الغيب. And I don't know the unseen. ولا أقول إني ملك. Nor do I say I am an angel. وإنما أنذركم بما أوحاه الله لي. Rather, I only warn you regarding that which my Lord has revealed unto me. فإن استجبتم فقد استجبتم لله. If you respond to my call, then you have responded to Allah. وسيثيبكم على ذلك. And Allah will reward you for that. وإن أعرضتم وعارضتم. And if you turn away and you oppose, فليس بيدي من الأمر شيء. I have nothing of the matter in my control. Nothing is in my hand. وَإِنَّمَا الْأَمْرُ لِلَّهِ. Rather, the matter and the affair belongs to Allah. وَالتَّقْدِيرُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. And the whole decree and preordainment belongs to Allah. وَلَا يَسْمَعُ الصُّمُّ الدُّعَاءَ أي الأصم لا يسمع صوتاً. Meaning the deaf man, the deaf person can't hear sounds. لِأَنَّ سَمَعَهُ قَدْ فَسَدَ وَتَعَطَّلَ. Because his hearing ability has been defective and corrupted. وشرط السماع مع الصوت أن يوجد محل قابل لذلك. And the condition for you to hear is, besides having the actual sound, is that there should be a place that is able to receive the sound. كذلك الوحي سبب لحياة القلوب والأرواح وللفقه عن الله. Similarly, the revelation is a cause for the life of the hearts and the souls and to understand from Allah. ولكن إذا كان القلب غير قابل لسماع الهدى. However, if the heart is unable to hear the guidance, كان بالنسبة للهدى والإيمان بمنزلة الأصم بالنسبة إلى الأصوات. He will be in regards to guidance and iman equal, similar to the deaf in regards to sounds. So just like the deaf doesn't have the means or the tools to hear, similarly, the person whose heart is corrupt, they cannot understand, even though the Quran and the revelation is a source of guidance. فَهَؤُلَاءِ الْمُشْرِكُونَ صُمٌّ عَنِ الْهُدَى. So those mushrik, those polytheists are deaf regarding guidance. فَلَا يُسْتَغْرَبُ عَدَمِ اهْتِدَائِهِمْ. So you should not be surprised by their lack of guidance. خُصُوصًا فِي هَذِهِ الْحَالَةِ الَّتِي لَمْ يَأْتِهِمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا مَسَّهُمْ أَلَمَهُ. Specifically when the punishment has not yet befallen them, nor have they felt or touched its pain. يعني the pain has not yet afflicted them. And so, you know, subhanAllah, someone left a comment today on the channel on the question and answer session in Malaysia about the misconceptions of Islam. Malaysia was some beautiful times. Wallah al-Azim, I miss Malaysia more than you can imagine. I miss the da'wah in Malaysia, specifically in Nottingham University. And the lectures we used to have there with the students were just something else. SubhanAllah, there was a special barakah in those talks. And imagine after like an hour and a half, maybe an hour and a half of a talk, the Q&A was 3 hours. The Q&A was 2 hours and 55 minutes. And a brother left a comment that every now and then he goes back to this Q&A. It's just a Q&A. And he listens to it again. And SubhanAllah, it helps. And I was curious, like, why would that even be important or beneficial? So I decided to listen to myself, which is, you know, odd and awkward. But I was listening to myself. And I was reflecting on the type of questions I was receiving and the type of answers that I was giving. And yani, when you think about that, and then you think about these ayat, everything makes sense. You understand? Everything makes sense. Like, we'll be saying things that are so crystal clear. Like, the answers would be just what Allah said, what the Prophet ﷺ said. Like, you know, even Muslims, even some Muslims were having issues with some of the answers because they were too direct, too blunt. And they were afraid of the impression of the non-Muslims. So somebody asked me about capital punishment or about apostasy in Islam. And, you know, I told them the opinion that, yeah, you know, the person is to be executed if you're in a Muslim country and there's a Muslim ruler and you get caught by the people in charge, then they have the authority to pass and to execute that person according to the if he's outspoken about his apostasy. And if it's a non-Muslim land or if it's somewhere else, then it's not upon us to take the matters into our own hand. And, you know, this is how I operate. I'm a straightforward person. Some Muslim was like, dude, you know, some scholars say that that's not the case. I said, yeah, I know, but I have to deal with the worst case scenario. Because if I were to tell them some scholars say this, or I say, no, this is not true, this ruling is not real, then they hear it from another speaker, or they come across a hadith, Prophet ﷺ, they're going to think that we were lying and deceiving them the whole time. And so it's always better to deal with the most difficult situation, as long as the opinion is valid, then address that. And then you could say, but by the way, no, the scholars don't agree on this either. Some of them say that this is not applicable and so on and so forth. If that position has any validity to begin with. And the person say, why don't you just say Allah knows best? I said, you know, do you think they brought me all the way from the Jeddah back then so that I can come and give you a bunch of Allah knows best? I mean, anybody could do that. You could have brought anybody to tell you Allah knows best. If I have an answer, I'm obliged to answer you. And so Muslims have a problem. Muslims had a problem with the truth. They have a problem with the truth. They have such concern about what the people think, what the disbelievers think. And really, you don't got to worry about it. Because look, this is the benefit of this tafsir. This tafsir puts things in perspective for you. It adds the pieces of the missing pieces of the puzzle so that you have the full picture. There's nothing to be shy about. Look, man, these people don't hear. Allah's telling you that they have, you cannot, ولا يسمع الصم الدعاء. They cannot hear, the deaf person cannot hear the call. إذا ما ينذرون, when you're calling them, when you're warning them, they don't want to hear. Instead, they, you know, beat around the bush and they play around and, you know, they do their little thing, their little dance. But you got to be real. And you have to keep it real. And you have to keep telling Islam as it is. Never, ever, ever compromise the truthfulness of the religion. You can be kind in delivering it. You can be sweet. You can be accommodating. You can be compassionate. You can be forbearing. All of the good qualities that the Prophet ﷺ displayed. Alhamdulillah, we try our best with our shortcomings. No doubt. But at the end of the day, you got to tell Islam as it is. So if you ever have time, really, really, if you ever free, check the channel. It's called Misconceptions about Islam Q&A Malaysia. 3 hour Q&A session, but bi-idhnillah, there were some gems by Allah's grace and mercy. Wallah, I'm not praising myself, but honestly, by Allah's mercy, there was guidance from Allah during those times, and there were some gems in terms of how to tackle certain difficult questions straight up with no sugarcoating and have zero problems with it and not really care. It's a lesson that we need to learn. Because we see a lot of people trying to, you know, dodge certain questions because they don't want Islam to look bad. Habibi, Islam will never look bad. Wallahi, the only thing that will look bad is you and me. We are the only ones who will look bad in misrepresenting Islam. Islam will never look bad. Islam is never bad. Islam is from Allah. And whatever is from Allah is jameel, is beautiful. It's either we're living up to the standards of Islam or we're failing Islam. and with our weaknesses and our shyness and our so-called modesty. Really, that's what it boils down to. Allah al-musta'an. فَلَوْ مَسَّهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ أي وَلَوْ جُزْءٌ يَسِيرٌ وَلَا يَسِيرٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِهِ. If only a little bit, even if a whiff of the punishment of your Lord were to befall them, لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ أي لم يكن قولهم إلا الدعاء بالويل والثبور والثبور والندم والاعتراف بظلمهم وكفرهم واستحقاقهم العذاب. The only supplication they will make is woe against them, regret, calling for their own destruction, and admittance of their oppression and their disbelief and the fact that they have earned the punishment. The disbelievers will be saying, we have earned this punishment. استحقاقهم العذاب. They've brought it upon themselves. They brought it upon themselves. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is a lesson for those who reflect. تفضل يا مصعب.
ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين.
And we place the scales of justice for the day of resurrection, so no soul will be treated unjustly at all. And if there is even the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it forth, and sufficient are we as accountant. يخبر تعالى عن حكمه العدل وقضائه القسط بين عباده إذا جمعهم يوم القيامة. Allah tells us about His wisdom, His wise, His just wisdom, and His judgment in fairness between His slaves on the day He gathers them, on the day of resurrection when He gathers them. وأنه يضع لهم الموازين العادلة التي يبين فيها مثاقيل الذر الذي توزن به الحسنات والسيئات. And that Allah Azza wa Jal will place the scales of justice that will even show the weight of ants, the tiny little ants, or in modern day they say atoms, and that will be weighed just like the good deeds and the bad deeds. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مُسْلِمَةٌ وَلَا كَافِرَةٌ. So no soul will be oppressed, whether a Muslim soul or a soul of a kafir. شَيْئًا, anything. بِأَن تُنْقَصَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهَا أَوْ يُزَادُ فِي سَيِّئَاتِهَا. Such as that it will be, some of its good deeds will be taken away from it, or that some of its bad deeds will be increased upon it. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ لَتِيَ أَصْغَرِ الْأَشْيَاءُ وَأَحْقَرِهَا. Even if it's the equivalent to the weight of a mustard seed, the Sheikh said, which is among the smallest things and the most belittled. مِنْ خَيْرٍ أَوْ شَرٍ, whether it is the equivalent of that, of good or bad, or good or evil. أَتَيْنَا بِهَا, we will bring it, وَأَحْضَرْنَاهَا, and we bring it forth. لِيُجَازَ بِهَا صَاحِبَهَا, so that the doer will be recompensed for it. كقوله فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. Whosoever does the equivalent of a mustard seed of good will see it, and whosoever puts forth the equivalent of, whoever does the equivalence of a mustard seed of evil will also see it. وقالوا يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. And they will say, woe to us, what is this book that does not leave the smallest or the biggest deed except that it enumerated it? And they will find what they had put forth present before them, and your Lord does not oppress anyone. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ, and sufficient are we as accountant. يعني ذلك, يعني بذلك نفسه الكريم. Allah speaking about His noble self, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَفَى بِهَا حَاسِبًا, sufficient is Allah Azza wa Jal as an accountant. أي عَالِمًا بِأَعْمَالِ الْعِبَادِ, meaning He is aware, He knows of the actions of the slaves. حَافِظًا لَهَا, He is aware and protects it and preserves it. يعني it's written. مُثَبِّتًا لَهَا فِي الْكِتَابِ, and it's written down in the scrolls. عَالِمًا بِمَقَادِيرِهَا وَمَقَادِيرِ ثَوَابِهَا وَعِقَابِهَا وَاسْتِحْقَاقِهَا, and He is aware and knowledgeable of its value, and the value of the good and the punishment and what it has deserved. مُوصِلًا لِلْعَمَالِ جَزَائِهَا, and also لِلْعُمَالِ جَزَائِهَا, and He will deliver, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the doers their recompense accordingly. تفضل يا مصعب.
ولقد آتينا موسى وهارون الفرقان وضياء وذكرا للمتقين الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وهم من الساعة مشفقون وهذا ذكر مبارك أنزلناه أفأنتم له منكرون.
And we had already given Moses and Aaron the criterion and a light and a reminder for the righteous who fear their Lord unseen while they are of the hour apprehensive. And this Quran is a blessed message which we have sent down. Then are you with it unacquainted? Excuse me. كثيرا ما يجمع تعالى بين هذين الكتابين الجليلين الذين لم يطرق العالم أفضل منهما ولا أعظم ذكرا ولا أبرك ولا أعظم هدى وبيانا وهما التوراة والقرآن. Very often does Allah bring a relation between these two noble books, the ones that the world has never seen better than them, nor greater in mention and remembrance, nor more blessed, nor better and more greater in guidance and clarification. And those two are the Torah and the Quran. فأخبر أنه آتى موسى أصلاً وهارون تبعاً الفرقان. So Allah told us that he gave Musa fundamentally first, and then as a continuation, يعني تبعاً, meaning he was connected with his brother Harun, he gave them both the criterion. وهما التوراة الفارقة بين الحق والباطل والهدى والضلال. And that was the Torah, that was also the criterion between the truth and the falsehood and guidance and deviance. وَأَنَّهَا ضِيَاءٌ أَيْ نُورٌ يَهْتَدِي بِهِ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And it was a light. It was a light that guides those who are guided. وَيَأْتَمُّ بِهِ السَّالِكُونَ. And they take it as a leader, those who are traveling on a path. وَتُعْرَفُ بِهِ الْأَحْكَامِ. And you're able to identify the rulings therein. وَيُمَيَّزُ بِهَا بَيْنَ الْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ. And you make a distinction therein between the prohibited and between the lawful and the prohibited. وَيُنِيرُ فِي ظُلْمَةِ الْجَهْلِ وَالْبِدَعِ وَالْغِوَايَةِ وَذِكْرَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And it guides, it illuminates in the darkness of ignorance and innovation and transgression. And it's a reminder for the righteous people. يَتَذَكَّرُونَ بِهِ مَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَمَا يَضُرُّهُمْ. They remember therein what benefits them and what harms them. وَيَتَذَكَّرُ بِهِ الْخَيْرَ وَالشَّرَ. And they remember therein the good and the evil. وَخَصَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ بِالذِّكْرِ. Allah specifically mentioned the muttaqeen here. لِأَنَّهُمْ الْمُنْتَفِعُونَ بِذَلِكَ عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا. Because these are the only people that truly benefit in terms of knowledge and application of the knowledge. ثُمَّ فَسَّرَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Then Allah told us, who are the muttaqeen? فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. أَيْ يَخْشَوْنَهُ فِي حَالِ غَيْبَتِهِمْ وَعَدَ مُشَاهَدَةِ النَّاسِ لَهُمْ. So there's multiple interpretations. They fear him, meaning they fear him in the state of their absence when the people are unable to see them, meaning in seclusion. When they're on their own, they fear Allah Azza wa Jal. فَمَعَ الْمُشَاهَدَةِ أَوْلَى. So when the people are seeing them, it's even more so of they would be fearing Allah. If they fear Allah in seclusion on their own, then it is more required and more logical that they will fear Allah when their people present as well. فَيَتَوَرَّعُونَ عَمَّا حَرَّمْ. So they are wary and cautious about what he made forbidden. وَيَقُومُونَ بِمَا أَلْزَمْ. And they fulfill what he commanded. وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مُشْفِقُونَ أَيْ خَائِفُونَ وَجِلُونَ. And they are afraid, apprehensive of the hour, meaning they're scared and they're terrified. لِكَمَالِ مَعْرِفَتِهِمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ. Because of the perfection of their knowledge of their Lord. فَجَمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْإِحْسَانِ وَالْخَوْفِ. So they brought a relation between excellence and fear. وَالْعَطْفُ هُنَا مِنْ بَابِ عَطْفِ الصِّفَاتِ الْمُتَغَيِّرَاتِ الْوَارِدِ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَاحِدٍ وَمَوْصُوفٍ وَاحِدٍ. Here the العطف, what was the عطف in English? The conjunction that is being used here is falls under the type when you are actually you're adding together different descriptions, but they're all describing one entity. Tamam. So it's different variety of adjectives to one basically subject that is describing. وَلِهَذَا أَيِّ الْقُرْآنِ ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ. Meaning this Quran is a blessed reminder that we've sent down. فَوَصَفَهُ بِوَصْفَيْنِ جَلِيلَيْنِ. Allah gave it two noble traits.
كونه ذكرا يتذكر به جميع المطالب, the fact that it is a ذكر through which you remember all things that are needed, من معرفة الله بأسمائه وصفاته وفعله, such as knowing Allah عز وجل through his names and attributes and actions, ومن صفات الرسل والأولياء وأحوالهم, and knowing the qualities and the traits of the messengers and the righteous and their affairs, ومن أحكام الشرع من العبادات والمعاملات وغيرها, and also knowing the legislative ruling such as the acts of worship and the transactions and others, ومن أحكام الجزاء والجنة والنار, and the rulings of recompense and the paradise and the hellfire, فيتذكر بها المسائل والدلائل العقلية والنقلية. So you use it to reflect and remember all different subject matters and the evidences both intellectual and textual. وسماه ذكرا, and it was called a reminder, لأنه يذكر ما ركزه الله في العقول والفطر من التصديق بالأخبار الصادقة, because it reminds you what Allah Azza wa Jal has already instilled in the minds and the natural disposition of people, of the normal people basically, of you believing in truthful information. والأمر بالحسن بالحسن عقلا, and to command that which is intellectually sound and good. والنهي عن القبيح عقلا, and it also prohibits anything that is abhorrent intellectually. So basically, Allah Azza wa Jal already pre-installed, if you want to use this term, He instilled in us, in our natural disposition, the reception. We have a reception. We have an acceptability towards this information. And so it's called reminder because it's reminding you of what you already know deep down, right? So the people who don't take that reminder is because they've done all types of work. They've messed up basically their internals to the point that things don't register or make sense to them anymore. وكونه مباركا يقتضي كثرة خيره ونمائها وزيادتها. The fact that it is blessed necessitates the abundance of good and its growth and its increase. ولا شيء أعظم بركة من هذا القرآن. Nothing is more blessed than this Quran. فإن كل خير ونعمة وزيادة دينية أو دنيوية أو أخروية. Because verily every good and bounty and every increase in religion or in the dunya or in the akhirah, فإنها بسببه, is because of it. وأثر عن العمل به, and it's a byproduct of acting upon it. فإذا كان ذاكرا مبارك مباركا, فإذا كان عفوا ذكرا مباركا, if it is a blessed reminder, وجب تلقيه بالقبول والانقياد والتسليم. It is obligatory to receive it with acceptance and submission and surrendering. وشكر الله على هذه البنحة الجليلة, and that we should thank Allah for this great bounty, والقيام بها, and to fulfill its rights, واستخراج بركته, and to extract its blessings, بتعلم ألفاظه ومعانيه. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, رحم الله الشيخ. By learning its words and its meanings. Notice he didn't say by بحفظه وتلاوته. He didn't just say by memorizing it and reciting it. He said, you want to bring out the barakah of the Quran? You bring out the barakah by learning the words of the Quran and the meanings. By learning the words and the meanings. What does the ayah say? There are more than one ayah that highlight the same thing. I can't bring it to mind right now. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك, الله أكبر. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك, a book we have sent down upon you مبارك, blessed, ليتذكروا آياته, so they will remember its signs, وليتدبر أولو الألباب, and so the people of intellect will reflect on it. So Allah shows you the objective of the Quran so that you be reminded and you can reflect on its meanings, not merely recitation. We've been saying this for a long time, ya akhwan, it's Ramadan, please. ومقابلته بضد هذه الحالة من الإعراض عن, and turning and receiving or retaliating against the Quran with the opposite of this condition that was spoken earlier by accepting it and receiving it and surrendering and learning it, falls under الإعراض عن, turning away from it. والإضراب عنه صفحا, and by just basically dismissing it altogether. وإنكاره, and denying it, وعدم الإيمان به, and not believing in it. فهذا من أعظم الكفر وأشد الجهل وظلم. This falls under the greatest type of disbelief and the greatest type of ignorance and oppression. ولهذا أنكر تعالى على من أنكر. That's why Allah عز وجل refuted those who denied the Quran. فقال أفأنتم له منكرون, then are you going to be unacquainted with it, or are you going to deny it or belittle it or reject it? And oh, Allahu Akbar, mashallah, tabarakallah. The next ayat are going to be hefty. We'll try to break them down, inshallah, accordingly. Tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal, tomorrow is Wednesday. Tomorrow, there's a slight possibility that the class might be canceled. We will only find out maybe shortly before, because I have a commitment that is work related. And I have to be there, and we're recording an episode, and I don't know exactly when we will finish. So I'm hoping and praying that I can finish on time and run back home to have the class. If I'm unable to make it, then the class might just be called off. So I'm giving you heads up. That said, inshallah, we will see what y'all got in terms of Q&A. It will be a short Q&A today also. I'm just a little busy these days, so please forgive me. Yalla, bismillah. And guys, it's going to be a very short Q&A, so please don't waste time with silly, funny questions. تمام يلا يا بنت When I start watching Aqidah series inshallah should I note down important points in a plain page or write the meaning of the text in English above the Arabic sharh advice both do both first write down certain meanings in the text in English next to the Arabic and then later on organize them in a notebook so that you can inshallah memorize the information better Next. Can a brother who's trying to fight an addiction and has burned most relationships with good brother in a city move to another city to seek a clean start? Yes, of course. Yes, of course. Why not? Next. I have a PDF which contains dua from the Quran and Sunnah. If I read them every night for the last 10 nights, is this okay? As I love Quranic and Sunnah dua, but I haven't memorized them at all. No problem. No problem, inshallah. Make sure that they're authentic. At least the ahadith. Of course, the Quran is authentic, inshallah. How to learn Quranic Arabic? What are the steps in becoming a student of knowledge? How did you increase your Islamic knowledge? Can I make supplication after duha? As long as you ask a question about making a supplication after something. Ya akhla Arab, Allah yirda alayk, anta every... Ya Hamza. It's very simple. Learn the principles so you can answer your own questions. The whole idea is that you don't want to be consistent in making a dua at a time that the Prophet ﷺ didn't do. Do we have any evidence that Prophet ﷺ used to make a dua after Salat al-Duha? We don't. If we don't, then don't. Make dua during the Salah. Keep your life simple, ya Sheikh. How to learn Quranic Arabic? By first learning Arabic and then doing what we're doing right now. You go through what you can do is you can get, for example, the Arabic PDF, and then you can get the English PDF, and you start reading here and there, and you connect to words, and that's how you learn. That's how you learn. How I increase my Islamic knowledge? By seeking knowledge. By seeking knowledge whenever possible. Allah musta'an. Next. How do we get rid of materialistic love for things such as money? By knowing that when you get buried, it's not going to go with you, Habibi. When they bury you, you're going to go without it. That's the bottom line. I went to Jum'ah once and I saw the top sister's area extend to the side of us and came to the front. Is that wrong? Don't worry, I was on the other side, front corner. The top sister's area extended to the side of us and came to the front. They are on top. It's okay, inshallah. Yani, as long as you don't see them. Even seeing them, yani, just lower your gaze. Because at the time, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they didn't even have a second floor. The women were just in the back. We'll take a few more questions, then we're out. How can I keep the pride that I feel sometimes in check when trying to do good deeds? It seems to be a constant problem despite reminding myself regularly. Well, we all suffer. We all struggle with that. And it's an ongoing struggle. Just always remind yourself that there's nothing to be prideful of because it's Allah who's facilitating for you the act of worship. And you have no promise that Allah accepted from you. So what are you so happy about? And what are you so prideful about? There's nothing to be proud about. Now, two more questions. Can the dhikr before sleep be done once 1 hour before sleep or need to be just at the moment when you go to sleep? Well, I mean, the adhkar of the sleeping are usually done when you lie down on bed and you're about to sleep. If you're afraid that you will fall asleep and not be able to do them, then you can do them 1 hour before. The idea is to do them before you go to sleep at the end of the night. The best time is when you're already khalas, crashed in bed and ready to knock out. that some people fall asleep quickly, so they wind up not finishing it. The last question: a woman's money is hers in the marriage, but what if her husband does not allow her to pay zakah with it and gets upset with her when she gives sadaqah from her money? What should she do? She should tell him to, to learn Islam properly. She should be kind to him and tell him, my beloved husband, may Allah bless you for being there for me and for marrying me, for looking after me. What a wonderful man you are. But, you know, this is my money. And in Islam, I'm entitled to give sadaqah from my money, you know, with all due respect to you. That's the Islamic ruling, unless we're, you know, what religion are we following? So let him educate himself about Islam, because your money is your money and you need to pay zakah, and you need to give, if you want to give sadaqah, you can give sadaqah, and your husband has no right over that money, not even one penny. All right. Yalla, jazakumullahu khairan. Forgive me for having a short Q&A. It's okay. It's okay. You will get over, inshallah. Hopefully, we'll make it up tomorrow if we have the class, or the day after. I will give you a long Q&A, inshallah, the day after, bi'idhnillah azza wa jal, in case tomorrow I'm unable to make it. Jazakumullahu khair for tuning in. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.